Actually, I don't think we have.
FMLA, definitely. I don't know about.
FMLA is 50.
Yeah, it's 75.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
For FMLA, 15%, 75%.
False.
And 50, like, no, it's not, FTEs as well. Which creates interesting incentive for full-time employment. Same thing, some of these employer mandate, you get 55 part-time, you save a bunch of money by converting down to 48.
Our numbers are something higher.
Yeah.
It's aggregated over the quarter.
Yeah.
Last seven years came out.
Oh, they'll finish up by New Year's Eve.
Yeah, the date before it was.
Yeah, sounds about right.
I say that every day. Almost similar.
Alex, you sent me numerous questions this week.
Well, I don't think, I have read. Here's your.
If there's something I still owe you. Feel free to remind me.
I think you did. I think you did. I just found that it was like, I didn't send it to individual.
Well, I appreciate that, actually.
Right, because then you can track them easier.
We should do that first.
This meeting of May 2nd, 2019 is called to order. There will be no approval of the minutes. They will be reviewed for, at the June meeting.
Madam Chair.
Board member Sexton. Thank you. Thank you.
I move that we grant board member Heller an excused absence for tonight. Something like that.
It's been moved, and I hear a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, any abstentions? Communications for information?
I just wanted to bring up the July meeting is actually, it falls on the holiday. And did you want to cancel that meeting or reschedule?
I would like to cancel the July.
Can we have fireworks?
Meeting. No, Dan.
No, you can't.
Then we better cancel.
So it's, please cancel the July meeting.
Okay.
Thank you. Actions on matters still pending, new business? None.
None this evening.
Considerations of matters set for public hearing?
None this evening.
Civil Service Coordinator Report. How was your conference?
It was good.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Human Resource Director reports and requests.
Good evening, Chair.
Good evening, Chair Summers and members of the Civil Service Board. We have one request for you this evening, and Rodney Croston, Human Resources Analyst, will present that request.
Good evening, Chair Summers, members of the board. I'm Rodney Croston from Human Resources, and this is Terry Ryan from Power Generation. And we're here to request a temporary extension for our photo database intern, Morgan Ford, for 6 months through December 31st of 2019. We advertised this intern position. Ms. Ford was one of the applicants and was the obvious choice. She was a recent graduate of University of Puget Sound, where she did work in their archives. And she is currently seeking a degree from the University of Washington, a master's degree in library science, with a specific focus on archiving, where she's planning to develop her understanding of the historical and theoretical practices of information science and pursue topics that incorporate records retention, preservation, and the future of records as technology and society continues to expand into the digital frontier. We also see that we'd like to add some duties to this job and potentially have it be a job that will have some duration. Currently, Mrs. Ford's temporary employment is scheduled to end June 1st. So the 6 month extension will sort of let us figure that out. And there's a possibility that this work could be allocated to For example, the clerical series. And 6 months would give us a chance to figure that out, identify funding sources, and give her an opportunity to compete for those eligible lists, if that's where they land for the future. Additionally, it's kind of ridiculous that these temporary rules apply to interns. Interns are by their nature temporary, and it's so mutually advantageous when college students get employment that is flexible with their school schedules, where they can reinforce their learning, defer some of their student debt so they graduate less burdened, and at the same time, you know, we get a great value in the work they produce and hopefully have a pipeline for talent that we can take advantage of later. Dan's ready to make a motion, so I should stop talking. Okay.
This would have been done. Thank you very much. And by the way, is Ms. Ford here? Oh, lovely. Would you like to say a word or two before we make our decision? Or would you like to wait till our decision is made and we'll call on you again?
Or both.
Okay, I will hear a motion from Mr. Saxton. Mr. Saxton, Board Member Saxton.
I move that we grant the city's request for approval to extend the temporary appointment of Morgan Ford through December 31st, 2019, period.
Is there a second?
Second.
I hear a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Please take the mic. Rodney will show you how to work it.
Am I just making a statement, or do you have questions?
One of the questions we often have, and I enjoyed reading it, is you are a city resident.
Mm-hmm.
Are you from this area?
I moved over here for college in 2013. My parents live in Idaho, though.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you'd like to share? What made you drawn to this line of work?
In my college experience, I was accepted into the work-study program. They placed me in the archives there, and I decided somewhere in the middle of my degree that I liked my job more than my degree, and completely changed directions, and now I've been trying to find jobs that will further my experience in that specific area, and this was a really great opportunity because it's uncommon to find internships in this area.
Well, thank you, and congratulations.
Thank you.
I expect good things to be coming from you. Moving on. Uh-oh, sorry. That was my phone. Comments by the public? Comments by the board? Hearing none, we are adjourned to the study session. All are welcome to attend.